In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Jay Harwick, chairman of the American Cotton Producers and a producer from Newellton, Louisiana. This is cut one. Start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
It was a very impressive time to watch the happenings go on, and I'd like to, on behalf of the industry and particularly American Cotton Producers, extend our gratitude and thanks to Chairman Etheridge for steering us through some very treacherous times in agriculture, and particularly the bipartisan work that Congressmen Conway and Marshall have performed this morning. It was certainly great to see the demonstration of that and the willingness of the committee to recognize the critical importance that the 202 farm law has created over the years and how significant it is to producers, and particularly in the case of cotton, that came out loud and clear, and it was certainly more than comforting to see that being negotiated and worked through.
This is cut two. Start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
Well, I think it's a good day for cotton in many ways because much of what we are asking for in our competitive provisions and the extension of the 202 Farm Bill for the next 5 years was authorized into that. So that is good news. However, there are some minor problems to speak of with regards to the target price that people are probably going to have an opportunity to look at. There were some last-minute computations by CBO hours before that was printed that changed the target price to 68-cent realm, but it's figured that probably room for that to be improved with some of the way the computation was made and perhaps some error.